Jehoshaphat and Ahab. Now, Jehoshaphat was one of the good kings of Judah, or shall we say one of the better kings, and Ahab was a wicked king of Israel, married to Jezebel. Now, there were the two tribes, 2.5 tribes, that were called Judah, and there were the 10 tribes that were called Israel. And they were always having wars with each other. Now, Jehoshaphat, there was the king of Judah, and Ahab at this time was the king of Israel. But Jehoshaphat was a bit weak when it came to his attitude towards Ahab. He let his son marry Ahab's daughter. And that made all sorts of problems because it led to him getting closer to these people who, although they said they believed in God, also worshipped Baal. One day, Ahab came to the king of Judah, to Jehoshaphat, and asked him for a favour. He said, "The Syrians have taken one of my cities. Can you come and help me fight them?" Jehoshaphat agreed. He said, "Yes, I will, but let's ask for God's advice first." Well, Ahab called in 400 of his prophets of Baal, and he said, "Should I go out to fight or not?" "Yes," they said, "go, you'll win. Yes, you're strong, you'll defeat the Syrians." Jehoshaphat said, "But don't you have one of God's prophets, one of Yahweh's prophets to ask?" "I do," said Ahab, "but I hate him because he only says bad things about me." So you see, some people are like that. All they want to do is to hear that they are good, and they only are interested in the Bible or in God's word if it's going to say what they want it to say. Whereas we've got to be humble and we've got to accept that God's word is true, whether we like it or not. So they bring this one prophet, Micaiah, his name was, one of the true prophets of God, before him. And they say to him, "Well, should we go and fight the Syrians or not?" First of all, Micaiah said, "Yes, king, you'll definitely win and have a victory." But he's told, "Tell the truth." And then he comes out with the truth. He said, "No, all these other prophets, they're not telling the truth. The Syrians are definitely going to beat you." Ahab said, "You see, Jehoshaphat, I told you he didn't say what I wanted him to say." Ahab said, "Take him away, lock him up, put him in prison until I return safely." "If you return safely," said the frightened Micaiah, "then I'm not a prophet of the Lord." Well, King Ahab and Jehoshaphat went out to fight the Syrians, but of course Ahab was worried by Micaiah's prophecy. So Ahab did a very nasty thing to his so-called friend Jehoshaphat. He thought, "I'll disguise myself so that the Syrians won't think that I'm the king, because surely they're going to want to attack the king." And Ahab was right. Ahab said to Jehoshaphat, "You dress up as the king." And Jehoshaphat did. He was a bit naive. That is, he was a bit too simple about evil. And, of course, all the Syrians thought, "Oh, that's the king. Let's attack him." Whereas Ahab just dressed as an ordinary soldier, thinking that then I won't be recognised, then Micaiah's prophecy about me won't come true. But a man in the Syrian army put an arrow in his bow and just fired it. He wasn't looking where it was going.
Just for fun.
Well, just without aiming it. He just fired it. And that arrow pierced right in between the armour, right in between the armour of Ahab, and killed him. So Ahab fainted in his chariot to start with, and then eventually he died. King Ahab's body was taken back into Israel to be buried, and his chariot was taken outside the city to be washed because of all his blood. The prophecy of Micaiah had come true.
It must. He must have put his head on, and he just shot it, and he just killed him.
That's right. He didn't know that his arrow was going to hit the king of Israel, but it was guided by God. So you can see from there the importance of having good friends and being very careful of bad friends, because so many people go wrong, especially when they're young, because of bad friends who say, oh yeah, let's all be together, I'm your friend, you're my friend, let's go and do something bad together. And actually they get you into a lot of trouble. And that is what Ahab very nearly did to Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat should have been wiser and have thought, no, I'm not going to be the one who dresses up as the king. This is Ahab who wanted to have this battle. It's one thing to say, oh yes, I'm your brother, yeah, we're all together, we're all friends. But then Ahab did, or tried to do, something very bad to Jehoshaphat. But it didn't work out. It just shows that if God's word says something, then it will come true. Micaiah's prophecy that everybody laughed at, and all the other prophets said, no, that's wrong. Of course Ahab is going to win. Well, it didn't come true. And so God's word will come true, even though it seems at the time as if it won't. Because God has promised us that we will live forever in God's kingdom on the earth. And that might just seem impossible, but it is going to happen, and that is our faith.